Jaspreet Boppadai and Don Nicholson with Greenwashed on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
You're back with RCR Greenwashed with Jaspreet and Don, and it's springtime. So let's have a bit of an update from down on the farm in Southland. We have Bryce McKenzie, the co-founder of Groundswell, on the line, and he's got plenty on in his oversight at the moment, or under his oversight at the moment, and one of them is a banking inquiry. Now, Bryce, welcome back to RCR. Great to have you on. You've got a petition going called Back Off Banks. Why is that? What's the issue?
Yeah. Hello, Don, Jaspreet, and listeners. Look, Don, interest rates was always a stickly one for farmers. It's always has been. It's okay if you've locked in rates, but once you get into overdraft rates, we seem to always get killed on them. Now, Federated Farmers have been into this for quite some time, and we're pleased that they've really taken that up. But for us, when there was going to be an inquiry, it was announced there was going to be an inquiry, we thought, well, you know, we get a lot of people saying to us that it's not just interest rates that they're annoyed about. They're actually annoyed about loans with some conditions attached to them. And these are normally what I guess has become a common name. They call them green loans. So you've got to tick some boxes before you will be looked at to get these loans. And we feel that that's really getting outside what banks were set up to do. We believe that, you know, this emissions thing is far from being settled. So how can banks determine what is supposed to be happening and what is actually acceptable on farm to in order to get a loan? So yeah, and so we've pushed for this, and we're really pleased to see that this is also going to be part of the select committee inquiry.
Okay, so what sort of premium do you think, or sorry, what sort of surcharge do you think farmers are being charged over and above what standard loans might be selling for at the moment?
Yeah, look, it depends on banks, really. And that's the whole thing. There's such a variation. And because you get offered, and I guess it's the same in a commercial area as well, but you get offered all these different lengths of terms for rates, it becomes very difficult to actually assess what is a good loan and what isn't. It appears there is some major discrepancies in different terms. I guess for most farmers, they probably always have been angry about their overdraft facilities, and no matter how much equity they've got in their properties, they pay an exorbitant overdraft rate, which can be 2-3% above the going rates.
Right, and just as an adjunct to all of that, is if you're a homeowner, borrowing money to buy your next home, or just updating your mortgages, what sort of compliance would you think they would have to do to meet their emissions profiling?
Yeah, that's a good point, Don. You can tell me that.
Yeah, so the double standard's not lost on me.
But there has to be some cost here, isn't it? Because if I'm looking at the BNZ website right now, I can see that you can borrow $80,000 at 1% per annum if you're paying for insulation upgrades to your home, electric transport options, what else? Renewable energy, solar panels, batteries, inverters, and the like. So who is funding that? Who is subsidizing that? Is it the food producers of the country?
Ultimately, I think it comes back to that anyway, doesn't it? The food producers basically subsidize everything. Look, something that's really always irked me is that in most areas of our society, if you buy something and there's emissions attachment to it, you pay for it as a consumer. Why on earth with food production is it the producer that's going to be paying any so-called emissions tax? It just doesn't make logical sense.
We're the minority target. That's the logic for the politicians and the players that are making these rules, as we're in such a minority, Bryce. That's why it's so important. And I take my hat off to you and Fed Farmers and others holding your end up. You've really got to be visible and really got to be ruthless. Being nice doesn't seem to work anymore. And so, look, I think your process behind this, you know, and I know you talked about Fed Farmers as involved as well, but this concept you've got, back off banks and the petition, you've put up a really good website about it. You've explained it clearly. What is there a closing date for this? Is it got a timeline on it?
Well, it can run even after the inquiry. The whole idea of it, Don, as you probably realise, is we don't want to go and submit at this committee and not have a number of people that are behind us. So we want people to sign it so we can say, look, there's, I think at this stage it's sitting at about 4,000 signatures. You know, we want to say, well, you know, there's 10,000 people out there that are agreeing with what we're saying. They're not happy about this. Maybe it'll be 20,000, who knows? But the thing is that if you go to those sort of things, you need to have a number of voices behind you.
Yeah. So your website is backoffbanks.nz. You can also be linked to that if you go to the Groundswell homepage. Bryce, how many stories are you coming up with, you know, instances where people are facing this difficulty? Do you have a lot of guys coming to you talking about this?
Yes, we do, Jaspreet. It's amazing the stories that are coming out. Naturally, most of it comes out through emails. Mm. And it's really interesting to hear some of the stories. I won't repeat any here, but some people are really annoyed with what's going on, and they have been singled out. As some of them are very established, and as long as you can believe what they're saying, I mean, I'm sure that most of them would want to tell you what the situation is. People that are very well established are starting to get these green loans put on them. So, yeah, there's real good reason for concern out there.
Yeah, and on top of all that, you know, the science around emissions themselves, let alone the report, and therefore the reporting of them, is vague, if not impossible. And yet we have these banks, you know, and consultancy firms, international consultancy firms, saying you've got to measure and manage your emissions. They don't have if they were sincere and had a conscience, they would admit they don't have a clue what they're doing. But they're putting this inside the farm gate through this financing wing, not only through that, but also the other way where they want you to measure your emissions just for the sake of doing it effectively.
And how are we going to do that, Don?
Yeah, exactly.
and this we've discussed this previously on Greenwashed, Bryce. We've had Richard McIntyre from Feds come, and we've had others talking about the net zero, the United Nations convened Net Zero Banking Alliance, which is an alliance of banks that represent more than half of the world's banking assets. They've committed to net zero, meeting the Paris targets. And yeah, little old New Zealand, with its 0.17% share of the world's gross emissions, seems to be leading the pack here. And what is stunning is our ministers seem to be okay with this so far.
Oh, look, it defies logic. It really does. And I mean, you ones have heard about this so often, and you know, it boggles the mind of farmers that are actually keeping up with what's going on, because let's face it, that's mostly a scam anyway, but it's so ingrained. I mean, they're just, it's so frustrating because you can't grab a hold of it. You just...
I can't blame anyone. Look, the weather has not been kind. The prices have not been kind. How much do farmers already have on their plate to deal with, let alone fighting this? So yeah, I for one am very grateful that you're fighting in their corner.
Yeah, look, we're really grateful to the Methane Science Accord too, because they've really picked this up wonderfully, and we're aligned with them and agree with what they're doing. Goodness gracious me, they've got some terrific science behind what they're doing as well. So you know, all plaudits to them for what they're doing.
But what do our levy-funded bodies say, Bryce? Beef and lamb, dairy and Z, compulsory levies taken off our milkshakes, our meat checks. What do they say?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I heard today, and I heard Wayne McNee from AgriZero speaking, and look, we're going to be saved by injections and boluses. We've got nothing to worry about, Jaspreet. But doesn't it sound a little bit like Big Pharma making millions for years and years and years to come? I mean, it's a money go round.
I know it's a money go round. Well, at least we can, you know, thank God for small mercies. Pfizer is not making then it's the methane bolus, as to my knowledge right now. So we can handle the rest, can't we, Don?
We can, but you know, I don't know what confidence we can have when in a conference in the last couple of days, our Minister for Climate Change has said both the sustainable financing strategy and taxonomy will position New Zealand to meet international expectations and capitalise on global opportunities. He can't define any of that, but it's just words. It's just words. And that's just in the last sort of 24, 48 hours. So it's desperate times, I think. And when you've got the Megan Woods, the Labour Party spokesman, sort of saying it's just now not just a middle class luxury, we've got to be seen through the lens of workers and the business world. I mean, the double speak from these people it's outstanding, actually. It's outstanding. They're good at double speak. So you know, we can only hope that you get a lot of people supporting your petition, and we'll do our best to promote it on our site. Going on to farm plans, the minister seemed to say we're putting a halt on freshwater farm plans recently, but then we had regional councils around the country basically saying, well, we've got a water and land plan, for instance, in our province. We've still got to carry on with that regardless. So, you know, suck that up. How are you viewing that? Do you think there's been a decent attempt to sort of put the stop sign up firmly?
Look, we've talked to a number of ministers about this, and to be genuine with you, I think Penny Simmons generally is irked about this. I think she's put a lot of effort into trying to get, particularly, and as you well know, the two councils most close to us, Environment Southland and Otago Regional Council, seem to think it's their duty, because it was in a previous government brought it in, that they need to be pushing ahead with this, even though a number of ministers and associate ministers have told these councils to stop, just put it on hold. But yeah, they seem determined to go ahead. And I notice, and I only found out today, that I see Otago Regional Council, the ones that voted nay for this, they actually held a public meeting today, and I didn't know about it. Otherwise, I'd have made every effort to be at it. But that's interesting that we're getting these splits in the councils now over this sort of thing.
Oh. Well, we know that to do their 10-year plans is a massive cost. Then there's the appeal process. There's a whole lot of things. The Southland Water and Land Plan took so long to get, you know, formulated and passed and then operational. And now they sort of, that perhaps are right. They're saying legally it's operational. They have to affect it, put it into effect. And I'm suggesting they're sort of running a bit roughshod over the minister, even though you perhaps have got a different view. And it seems not just in that space, that ministry, the Ministry for the Environment. It appears in other ministries as well, where government officials or local government officials are just carrying on as if they can, and they're doing it with, it's like rubbing the current government's nose in it. And I don't know how they're getting away with it, Bryce.
Yeah, look, Don, yeah, I'm sorry if I gave the impression that I was thinking that they had a right to be doing this. They claim they have, but surely they should be listening to the ministers of the day and the government of the day. I mean, certainly the Labor government made sure that all the councils towed the line with them. So maybe we need to have a stronger advocacy from ministers to local government. I don't know, but it certainly needs stopped, because it's going to be a very costly exercise if they go and change, as they've said, the Resource Management Act. Then there could be some massive costs involved for those councils.
Yeah, and as we're recording this, I got to notice that there is the two elements to the RMA that come out tonight, and I just haven't had a chance to look at them. So on top of that, we've got farmers, federated farmers seem to be saying farm plans, you know, being directed by authorities are still useful. My view is, why would they still be useful if you want to retain your individualism? Sure, you can have a farm plan. I'm sure you have a farm plan. I had a farm plan. I did lots of feed budgeting and lots of stuff. And I did fencing and around waterways and plantings. There's no need for a farm plan. Why is it all of a sudden still important to have farm plans just because someone said they're important, a consultant or perhaps your processor has demanded them? I don't know. What's so important about them?
Well, of course, there's a lot of emphasis being put on that little topic, Don, called the social license. It appears that a lot of it is coming from there. How often do we hear now, you need to do this if you want a social license to do what you're doing? And I mean, this is just crazy stuff. Do we go walking into other businesses and say, where's your social license to be doing this?
Yeah, I thought safe, affordable, good quality food was the only social license you needed. But yeah, it should be called the NGO license, a non-governmental organization stamp of approval. That's what this is about.
Bryce and Jaspreet, I'd argue that the person that doesn't want to have the social license to operate, why can't he just go and find his own market and operate in a free range way, a free and open way of his own volition? He's not allowed to.
No.
He's just not allowed to.
Exactly.
Doesn't that say it all?
Yeah, that does say it all. But I'll tell you what, it is a genuine worry, and we've heard ministers say that very thing, that we need to have farm plans so we've got our social license to farm. Mm. And the more you talk about it, the more actually people start believing it. And it's getting a real concern. Just while we're on that subject, very interesting that, you know, when this government got in, and you've probably heard Luxon talking about it, that they were going to double the value of our exports. Now, notice how that's already got twisted to doubling the exports. I mean, there's a massive difference between doubling your exports and doubling the value of your exports, but most people have twisted it wrong. I even heard Simon Baggery on the other day, and he was talking about it, doubling our exports. That's wrong. They've never said anything about doubling the exports, because what's going to happen if we talk that way? We're going to get labelled as absolute polluters for doubling our production.
I think you meant Cameron Baggery, the banking advisor.
Oh, sorry. Did I say Simon?
Yeah, you did.
Sorry.
And at the same time, countries like India, they're telling their farmers to up the production of milk. They're talking of a white revolution in India, Bryce. This last week gone. White revolution after the green revolution of the mid-70s in India, especially homeland for me, Punjab. So, you know, we don't like cows here, but the other places, they're still being encouraged. And places where foot and mouth is rampant, there's no national herd scheme, you have no idea how many bovines are there. It's funny how these double standards work around the world.
I was going to say, Jaspreet, they've never been game to take on their, your countrymen to cull their cows, have they?
Oh, no. Culling of a cow in India, especially with the regime that is there currently, gosh. Last I remember culling a cow was 10 years in jail in India. I don't know what it is now. Could be wrong.
You would know how many cows there are in India.
Oh, it depends on which government website you look at. And they're out by tens of millions. The difference is, yeah, that much.
Goodness.
So, yeah, let's not even go there.
Okay.
So we promised you wouldn't hold you long. It's almost a year since the coalition government came to power. I think the election was, well, at least formed. The coalition was formed because I recall interviewing around mid-October. In fact, October 17, I think we did a panel discussion the day after the election or thereabouts. What's your scorecard for the first 12 months?
Look, Don, you'd struggle to give them a better than a 5 out of 10 simply because they are not pushing through with some of the things that I think are really important to agriculture. And, you know, you only have to talk about SNAs and see the softening in that area rather than carrying on and doing what they were saying. It's something we've been talking about a lot just lately. They certainly are taking their time to do any major changes, and they need to be held to account for it.
Well, look, all the power to your arm and groundswell, and I know you've got a pressure on other advocacy groups as well. So, look, we'll watch with interest how you get through this banking inquiry and the methane science inquiry and things that are and effectively the sites and areas of significance to Māori, all the RMA stuff. There's a lot on your plate. So, look, keep in touch, Bryce. Love having you on, and I hope the spring treats us a bit better in the next little while.
Yeah, let's hope so. Thanks very much, Don and Jaspreet.
Thanks, Bryce. And you were listening to Bryce McKenzie, co-founder of Groundswell. Their website is backoffbanks.nz. Please go and support the petition. Thank you so much. 2057 is our number, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.